I went to Fonthill Road School. In my class was David Prowse. He was quite intelligent, but very quiet lad. The photographs which I have got show him, the tallest in the class. He always was in the back row, probably almost 6 foot when he was 13, I would say. He's 6 foot eight now. He left when he was about 13 to go to technical school. While he was there, he developed a leg problem. I think it may have been polio. And he was at a hospital for about 2 years with leg irons on. But it turned out in the end, he didn't need them. I didn't see him again until he was a bouncer then, and he was probably 17, 18 at the Glen. I remember going there and he said, "Joan Hanford." And I said, "Dave Prowse." And I haven't seen him since then, but I followed him on the television and Radio Bristol.
Many years before I was born, I think it was during the Second World War, my mum very kindly took in Dave Prowse and his mum and his sister. My mum always said they were evacuees from Wales. Now, it should have been maybe the other way round, but I don't know. That's what my mum told me. And they stayed with us for a few months. And because his legs needed strengthening, Dave Prowse used to do weight training in my dad's garden shed.
Dave Prowse lived in a little cul-de-sac off of Southmead Road. And he was a bouncer up the Glen, which was the Teddy Boy nightclub. They all used to go there from 54 to 56. But he was massive. He was about 6 foot six and about 22 stone. And because he lived in Southmead, of course, in the daytime, he'd be walking to the shops or something and he'd bump into Teddy Boys and they'd recognise him and say, "Hey!" But they used to make fun of him. And eventually, Dave Prowse became Darth Vader in Star Wars. Not the voice, he wouldn't use his voice because he was Bristolian. And he was a Green Cross code man as well.